You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Thursday morning, March 5th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice, details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Superpanel launches native voice layer to capture revenue lost in plaintiff firm intake. Superpanel has launched Voco, its native voice executionware for complex legal intake, aiming to capture revenue lost in plaintiff firm intake. With nearly 250,000 cases evaluated and 15,000 cases signed in 1 year, Superpanel's Voco addresses the largest hidden loss center in plaintiff law firms. Callers are given the option to speak with a staff member, but fewer than 4% choose to do so.
Why copper ETFs could be worth a closer look as an artificial intelligence play? As artificial intelligence becomes more integrated into daily life and business, the demand for copper is expected to rise due to the construction of AI infrastructure. With the global focus on infrastructure, copper, known for its conductivity, is crucial. Investors can access this market through ETFs like Sprott Copper Miners and Sprott Junior Copper Miners, which have shown strong performance. The AI market is forecasted to grow significantly, driving the need for copper in various industries.
Nephros schedules fourth quarter 2025 financial results conference call. Nephros Inc. has scheduled its fourth quarter financial results conference call for Thursday, March 12, 2026, at FOSI FMIS News Investment Frontier when it comes to a senior preview. Why is the listener Devin Mason? Nephros Inc. has scheduled its fourth quarter financial results conference call for Thursday, March 22. The company will release its financial results after market close, and interested participants can dial in for the call. An audio archive will be available on the Nephros Investor Relations page post-call with a replay option until March 19, 2026.
Audia reports strong first 30 days of Discover Radio MVP launch, exceeding internal expectations. Audia Inc. reports strong performance results from the first 30 days of Discover Radio's MVP offering, exceeding internal expectations. Artist engagement and conversion rates have surpassed projections, with Phaedra listeners showing 3 times more artist profile views than anticipated. The company's AI-driven platform is reshaping how consumers interact with audio, demonstrating promising growth potential within the streaming radio environment. Mitch Gould's three-generation retail legacy powers Nutritional Products International's global brand launch platform. Mitch Gould, founder and CEO of Nutritional Products International, MPI, leverages his three-generation retail legacy to power the global brand launch platform. With a family history deeply rooted in retail, Gould's expertise has helped numerous high-profile athletes and celebrities successfully introduce health, wellness, and lifestyle products to the competitive U.S. marketplace. Through MPI's evolution of distribution model, international brands can navigate the complexities of entering the American market with ease. For more information, visit www.nutracompany.com.
Prea Alpha returns to light, plus building 2026 with its most ambitious showcase yet. Prea Alpha returns to light, plus building 2026 with a showcase of new products and live demonstrations in Hall 8.0, Booth G37. After a successful collaboration within the N-Ocean Consortium, the company debuts its own booth, highlighting innovations like LumaFree and a new 40W RFID NFC driver. Gree Alpha emphasizes sustainability with the battery-less Luna light switch, offering wireless building integration without battery maintenance. Visit Hall 8.0, Booth G37, to explore their intelligent and interconnected lighting solutions.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.